On the Senate floor, Vice President Kamala Harris swore in LaFonza Butler as California's newest senator.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Say, do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God?
I will.
Congratulations.
The White House said President Joe Biden called Butler to congratulate her after she was sworn in. The Congressional Black Caucus also held a ceremonial swearing-in for her. Butler is now the third black woman ever to serve in the United States Senate. Vice President Harris served as the second black female senator until she resigned in 2021 to join President Biden in the White House. In choosing LaFonza Butler to fill the late Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat, California Governor Gavin Newsom fulfilled his pledge to appoint a black woman if Feinstein's seat became open before the end of her term. Butler was appointed by Newsom on Sunday, just 2 days after Feinstein died at her home in Washington. Newsom told reporters that the choice for him was clear.
She understands organizing is bottom up, not top down. She understands moral authority, as I said, not just formal authority. Again, I just think LaFonza Butler is uniquely positioned, simply the best person that I could find for this moment and this job.
Butler is a longtime fundraiser and strategist in California's Democratic circles. She spent 10 years as president of the California chapter of the SEIU Labor Union. She later worked at a political consultancy firm and for Airbnb, and during that time was a regent with the University of California system. Most recently, she was the head of Emily's List, a national organization that raises money for women candidates who support abortion rights. Here's Butler at a 2022 event speaking on behalf of women's health care and abortion rights.
It's not news to anyone in this room that we are in a fight for our freedom. Every day we hear about Republicans who have found more and more cruel ways to roll back our rights. In states across the country, they are working overtime to make it harder for us to make our own health care decisions and determine our own future. But we know that Americans across this country want these rights themselves, want these decisions to be our own and not our government.
It is unclear if Butler will run to hold the seat when Feinstein's term ends next year. A competitive race for Feinstein's seat is already underway among three prominent House Democrats, Representatives Katie Porter, Adam Schiff, and Barbara Lee. The governor has said he didn't want to tip the scales in the 2024 race by choosing among those candidates, but his office has said that he has not asked Butler not to run. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.